Mayor and Commissioners, for your consideration, tonight is a resolution to waiver a certain building permit. I would like to, I guess, take the time. I had received an email with some very good questions from Commissioner York, and it has, and I'll pass out some information. It is one of those that the questions were very good. Yeah, if you'll pass that out. And regarding the permitting process and what this poses is that due to any, you can see the amount that we collected in 2019 permits, it is one of those our valuation continues to decline. What we found, and this was, and I think a very good point that Commissioner York made, is that, you know, what does this do and where are you getting this information from and how? What you see before you is this is a revision of the building permit process, and you can see this is in 2009, the first one. And basically it lists on there is the top is these are all the things that require permits, and it's basically anything connected to the residential dwelling, commercial, or this new construction, which of course would require the general anything requiring any of this list, and it goes even into fence construction. What these permit requirements are, and they just address as far as the permit, is the idea of the permit is for safety. That simply is, when you pull a permit, we will set up an inspection and we will go out and make sure the work is done correctly. Mm-hmm. And that's for the safety of the community. It is the other benefit that we get is for certain items, this is valuation. This is increasing the value of the property. I know that's sad in certain ways because everyone likes to have lower taxes, but in one way or the other, you know, the city still provides the services. So if valuation goes down, in a sense, cities raise taxes to cover that shortfall. This is the permit process is basically how to send to county that this property has made improvements, and that could be anywhere from, as it says here, that could be anything that is to the property that improves remodeling, alterations, renovation, that, which, you know, we've had questions and we've contacted Topeka and also Emporia and other cities, but it is, there is, and it doesn't specify and break down, but is anything connected with those processes where, and it does add value to that, is a permit, which was a good question, is siding. Siding pulls that. Now there's not a license required unless the city chooses to do so. And that is other things that if the city wants to do light, like some cities, requires a tree trimmer to carry a license and insurance. And that's just protection of the community. So this was, and like I say, the first is in 2009. And if you look at the second one, this goes a little further in detail. It continues like the first one. But then it's added on, which goes into further detail of, you know, electrical permits and other permits and plumbing permits. What we were proposing, and that is that it's not to penalize. It was trying to sit there and say that in the idea of economic growth, to sit there and put value, because our valuation, as you're aware of last budget, no fault of our own, went down $93,000 in valuation. And that, you know, the city chose to not increase property taxes to cover that loss. So it is one of those this gets with, as far as to say, is if you do the work and you get a permit, there is no cost. You would really see this in new construction, which will be more out in further years as we go along this, is where you get, and like it says in here, a square footage permit fee. Usually you'll see that in the construction of a new home or a new building, and that will be based on square footage. You can do it based on dollars spent. But in that, what we proposed in this is that that will include the policy that we would cap that at $10,000. So if you had a project that would exceed $10,000 in permitting, that first $10,000 would be free. But after that $10,000, that would be, and you're talking about a large building, that it would, that there would be that excessive amount. But as far as homes and that stuff, you will probably look at an estimated around $3,000 to $6,000. So that would be well below. But that would be for new construction, and this is something that we're working on gradually and slow to, I guess, ease the community into this process. We had an examining board, and after doing some research, the examining board went out roughly in 2007, now we found. We thought it was 10. The examining board did not really do anything in 2005 and 6. So we've had not have an examining board since roughly 2007. Which it is to where we're at now is trying to ease people into where we need to go as a city. This permitting process is this a new thing. It is to sit there and try to say that we need to get people used to pulling permits for the work. And right now, why wouldn't you pull a permit? It's free, in a sense. So that's what this proposes, is trying to sit there and for the work being done. This first item is just waiving the permit fee process, permit fee amount. And that was what's before you now, and I will explain the next one that we lead in, but this simply gives the building department the authority to waive permit fees.